only will meet next and for what purpose. And it seems to me that we have it seems to me that one of the major developments now is having a new team to advise us. And it seems that we should have a meeting with that team to get the dialogue going between the task force and the consultant team and get off on a good foot. So I propose that we have as the primary agenda item of our next meeting an initial meeting with the HGA team. And it seems to me it's difficult for us to set a meeting date now before talking with the HGA team about when they feel a meeting with the task force would be would work out best for them and for us. I assume that they will be doing some further examination of what's already been done and would probably want some preparation time before meeting with us, and it would be beneficial for us to allow them that time. Any other thoughts about our next step in the agenda?
Yeah, when might they be officially hired?
Julie, if we get, we're trying to get this done so that there's, we meet the time constraints of this county board cycle.
In order to get the contract, probably take about 8 weeks to get them under contract. We have to decide, because we specifically spelled out a certain number of meetings that they would need to attend in the RFP. If we want them to come prepared with some discussion and options to put some time in, or if we just want that to be their first meeting so we can give them some direction before they start spending time on it. So I would give at least 2 months.
I'm thinking more in the latter description. This is the initial discussion, just to for us to get to know them and them to know us, not to have them have any preliminary results from examination of these issues. And I would be surprised if they wouldn't be willing to meet with us even before the ink is dry on the contract, if it looks like it's going in the right direction. I don't know about that. But it seems to me that because of the time frame under which we're attempting to work, waiting 2 months to, if we can find some way around waiting that long to get this process moving, I think we should explore that.
Yes, I could definitely request that they come to the next task force meeting to discuss the direction that they're going to go. And but I think we may not wait to put it on the agenda until I get the affirmative.
But the RFP gives them direction. It's already
it does give them direction, enough to get started, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think we could schedule a meeting in about a month?
I will ask them.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
that's
try.
Sort of what, you know, we'll have to send out a bill of poll or whatever, after we have some discussion with HGA about their willingness to, and we're not asking the whole team to come from all over the country. We just want to get started on having a better understanding of who they are and have them have a better understanding of who we are.
Okay. When I talk to them, I'll talk to them at introduction to introduce themselves to the actual task force.
And that meeting would be helpful if they presented their plan.
Like what the presentation that they brought to the interview?
Exactly. Or a modification of
I can ask them.
I don't know what that was, but just... So it's just not
it would be helpful because
what their plan is, so we can have some response.
The components that their presentation had was first their introduction, then it had their experience in 3 to 4 projects that they had worked on, which were actually very helpful, and then they gave a short synopsis of their approach to how they would come up with the options. So I will ask them.
that's a good suggestion to see what we can get in terms of materials in advance that, that will help us to focus our and make productive use of their time as well as ours before the meeting. You know, they've got a slide presentation in a can, you know, that they did, so they could, it probably would be fairly easy for them to do that. Anything else about the next meeting? And I think we have one more public comment.